Time now for a pop quiz. Here are two of the questions high school seniors faced on the most recent national science test.
Number one, as observed with special instruments from Earth, the sun appears in the sky to be slightly larger in January than in July. Why?
And here's the second. It's multiple choice. Animals that reproduce sexually differ from animals that reproduce asexually in that sexually reproducing animals have A, a larger number of offspring, B, more genetic variation among their offspring, C, offspring nearly identical to their parents, or D, offspring perfectly adapted to their parents' habitat.
We'll have the answers in a few minutes, and if you are stumped, don't worry. So were many of the test takers. A report out today from the Education Department shows 12th graders backsliding in science. Fourth and eighth graders aren't doing much better. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has a report.
U.S. Education Department officials seem truly surprised by today's science scores. The flat scores for 8th and 4th graders were the closest thing to good news. 7 out of 10 students in these two grade levels, though, do not grasp the scientific knowledge and skills necessary to do challenging work. The really bad news is that 12th graders are now doing worse in science than they did 5 years ago. And no one's more troubled by that than U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page.
Everyone should be concerned. 82% of our high school seniors are not proficient in science, just when we needed to improve most.
About half of all 12th graders could not figure out many basic scientific concepts that they're expected to know about the human body, the weather, or the solar system. In summarizing the results, Page said, yes, poverty does affect how kids do on tests such as this, but it's not always the deciding factor. People think it's all those minority kids in big city schools who drag everybody's scores down, Page said.
Well, this report shows that that's not true either. In fact, it is the white students with educated parents in economically advantaged schools whose scores are declining most.
Yes, wealthy, predominantly white suburban students in public schools are doing worse in science today than they did in 1996, the last time the test was given. The gap between whites and blacks and Latinos, in fact, has since narrowed, but only because of the drop in white scores. When broken down by gender, boys did better in science than girls in grades 4 and 8. There was no difference in grade 12. Girls' scores in all three grades, though, have dropped since 1996. A quarter of a million students took the science test created by U.S. Education Department researchers. It included multiple choice and essay questions covering earth, physical, and life sciences. Overall, Massachusetts, Montana, and North Dakota had the top scores. California, Mississippi, and Hawaii had the lowest. Although today's report does not point to any solutions, the reasons kids do well in science appear clear. Students did better if their teachers were trained in science, and 12th graders with at least a year of biology, chemistry, or physics under their belts did much better than 12th graders who had never taken these courses.
The vast majority of our students today are learning very little science.
Former astronaut George Nelson, who advises the government on science education, seemed downright puzzled by today's report. "We know what students need to learn," he said. Instead,
they're taught to memorize some facts and vocabulary, but almost never to connect the knowledge into a coherent picture of how the world works and how we've come to know it.
That's the bottom line, said Nelson, head of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Experts say it's now up to the states to use these results to improve science education. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.
And here are the answers to our science pop quiz. We asked why the sun appears to be slightly larger in January than in July. The answer, the Earth's orbit is not perfectly circular, so it's closer to the sun in January. 41% of high school seniors got that one right. And the second question, how animals that reproduce sexually differ from animals that reproduce asexually, the answer was B, their offspring exhibit more genetic variation. If you got that one right, you're in good company. 61% of 12th graders did too.